church preached being meek and humble, passive and peaceful in a terribly cruel and violent world. So that the church really was out of synchronization with society. And that basic problem, which the church could not handle, eventually would cause, as we'll discuss, the Reformation, the revolution against the church, the secularization of Europe, the rebellion of Europe against the ideas of the church. But the church looked for an easy victory now somehow to justify itself. That easy victory was the Jews. And the flashpoint was Spain. The Spanish reconquest, the Christian reconquest of Spain, gave the church the opportunity to attempt to defeat the Jews. King James I of Aragon, one of the Christian kings, was a very pious and devoted Roman Catholic. And in the medieval world, doing something great for the church was your ticket to the world to come. And in the medieval mind, the world to come was real. If you've seen the art of the medieval world, if you've seen the portrayal of hell, if you've read Dante's Inferno, you're well aware that into the medieval mind, that was real. Modern man doesn't really take it too much into consideration. It doesn't mean that he's right. But he's not afraid of it. That's probably why if you tell somebody, you know, to go to hell, that's not such a strong condemnation today. People take it in stride. But most people answer, you know, that all my friends are there. I prefer being there. But in the medieval world, it was not that way. In the medieval world, it was a place of eternal torture, eternal damnation. And therefore, people who did things wrongly in their lifetime looked for a one-time shot. It's like winning the lottery, right? It'll pay off all the debts in one shot. Because to be a nice guy every day of your life, that's hard. So like this, you're a lousy guy every day of your life, but you do one tremendous good thing, and that'll do it. We'll see that the church later invented a system, which I'll discuss with you next week, of indulgences where the church itself sold you salvation for money. Because the church said that all of the good people in the world have an inexhaustible treasury of merit and they don't need it all, whereas we sinners need some help. So there, and since the church is the bank that owns all the merit, so if you buy some merit from the church, therefore that will guarantee you salvation. And the Pope declared jubilee years every 50 years. And the indulgences were sold. It was a tremendous money-making proposition. No, it was not. Jews never caught on to that. I don't know. I'm thinking of it as a fundraiser, but I don't know if I have customers. That's what really bothers me. Now, a Jew by the name of Pablo Cristiani, who converted to Roman Catholicism and was one of the priests at the court of James I of Aragon, and who the church called Friar Paul,